It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're addressing a deep and often overwhelming question, and I found this question on the r/ mindfulness group on Reddit. r/mindfulness. New to Reddit, sorry. Anyway, question is, how do I use mindfulness to deal with an identity crisis? An identity crisis happens when you start to question who you are, what you believe in, or where you're headed in life. It can feel like the ground has shifted beneath you, leaving you uncertain and unsettled. But here's the thing. Mindfulness can help you not only survive an identity crisis, but use it as a powerful moment for growth and self-discovery. So first, let's talk about what an identity crisis really is. An identity crisis usually arises when we begin to realize that the way we've been defining ourselves through our roles, beliefs, or relationships no longer fits. Maybe it's a change in your career, a relationship ending, or a shift in your core beliefs. For me, it was my 13-year marriage ending that was what led to an identity crisis. Whatever the cause, though, the sense of who am I now can create a lot of confusion and emotional turbulence. I guess I also had an identity crisis when I lost my religion at 23 years old. But 21. But mindfulness teaches us that that identity is not as fixed as we often think it is. The person you are today is not the same as the person you were 5 or 10 years ago. You're constantly evolving, and that's a good thing. Mindfulness helps us embrace this natural change by reminding us that we don't have to cling to a rigid sense of self. One of the key ways mindfulness helps with an identity crisis is by encouraging us to let go of labels. Throughout our lives, we pick up all kinds of labels: parent, teacher, artist, partner, successful, failure, ADHD, autism. These labels often shape how we see ourselves, and when those labels no longer apply, it can feel like we've lost a part of ourselves. But mindfulness teaches us to loosen our grip on these labels. It's not about ignoring who you've been or what you've achieved. It's about realizing that these labels don't define the core of who you are. When you practice mindfulness, you can start to observe these labels as just thoughts. You can notice when a thought like, I'm no longer successful, or I don't know who I am anymore, comes up. But instead of believing it completely, you can acknowledge it and let it pass. This practice allows you to create space for a new understanding of yourself, one that isn't limited by past definitions. When going through an identity crisis, it's easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Mindfulness brings you back to the present moment, where life is actually happening. No matter how much uncertainty you feel about who you are or where you're going, you can always come back to the present moment. In the now, you can ground yourself by paying attention to your breath, your body, or the sounds around you. You can ground yourself in being the best version of yourself in the present moment. So if you're driving, just be the best driver you can be. If you're walking, be the best walker you can be. If you're cooking, be the best cook you can be. If you're doing the dishes, be the best dishwasher that you can be. I remember in one of Eckhart Tolle, however you pronounce his surname, in one of his books, he talks about someone sitting with him and saying, how do I know what my purpose in life is? And Eckhart Tolle said, well, your purpose right now is to be sitting at that desk talking with me. Sitting at the desk, this desk talking with me, whatever it was. So you can find your meaning and your purpose in this present moment. This grounding helps you realize that even though your identity might feel unstable, you are still here, breathing, alive, in this moment. And in this moment, you don't need all the answers. You just need to be present with whatever feelings or thoughts come up. During an identity crisis, it's common to feel lost, frustrated, or even critical of yourself for not having it all figured out. This is where self-compassion comes in. Mindfulness teaches us that it's okay to feel uncertain. It's okay to not have all the answers right now. By practicing self-compassion, you can remind yourself that everyone goes through periods of confusion and transformation. You are not alone in this. Whenever feelings of self-doubt or frustration arise, you can bring a gentle awareness to those feelings without judgment. Instead of trying to push them away, you acknowledge them with kindness. This self-compassion helps soften the discomfort of the identity crisis and opens up space for healing and growth. Once you've let go of the need for rigid labels and practice grounding yourself in the present moment, you can start to explore who you really are now. Not who you were in the past, not who others expect you to be, but who you are in this very moment. Mindfulness invites you to approach this process with curiosity rather than fear. You can begin asking yourself questions like, what do I value? What brings me joy? What kind of person do I want to become? Instead of rushing to find a new label or identity, mindfulness encourages you to explore these questions slowly and with an open mind. The beauty of mindfulness is that it reminds us we don't need to have all the answers. You can allow your new sense of self to evolve naturally without pressure. So how can you use mindfulness in a practical way to navigate an identity crisis? Here are a few tips. Number one, daily mindfulness practice. Set aside time each day for mindful reflection. You can meditate, do a body scan, or simply sit in silence, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Number two, observe without attachment. When thoughts about your identity come up, like, I don't know who I am, notice them as thoughts, not facts. Acknowledge them and let them go. Number three, ground yourself. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, take a few moments to focus on your breath, your surroundings, or the sensations in your body. This will help you reconnect with the present moment and reduce anxiety. Number four, be kind to yourself. Practice self-compassion by reminding yourself that it's okay to feel uncertain. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Number five, stay curious. Instead of rushing to define yourself, approach the process with curiosity. Use this as an opportunity to explore new values, passions, and experiences that align with who you are becoming. To sum it up, mindfulness can be a powerful tool for navigating an identity crisis. By letting go of labels, staying grounded in the present moment, and practicing self-compassion, you can move through this period of uncertainty with greater ease and with clarity. Remember, you don't have to have all the answers right now. Who you are is constantly evolving, and that's okay. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you need any assistance with your mindfulness practice, I do offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions. Visit jeremywest.net to find out more. And if you have questions you'd like me to answer on a future podcast, please email itsnowagain@gmail.com. There's no apostrophe in there. It's just the words itsnowagain, the letters itsnowagain@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Until next time, until tomorrow, stay present. Keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.